Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene Reed is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Actually, not just in Baghdad, but all over Iraq. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard me talk about the concept of agape love. It's a Greek term. It's one of the three ways that the Greeks define love. Agape love is when you do something for, when you sacrifice something of your time, of yourself, when you give of yourself for people whom you don't even know. That's agape love. It's like it's the same kind of love that when you see police officers and other people running toward an emergency rather than running away from them, from it. That's agape love. Well, when I think of June Reed, I think of agape love for the work that she does in Iraq for these people. She now knows many Iraqis, but in the beginning she didn't know any of them, and she's still working hard for Iraqis that she doesn't know to try to help them have a pluralistic society and ultimately a peaceful, productive society. And that's the reason why we're so proud of her. She's our good friend, June Reed. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate that.
Well, and June, I know you're going to be, I know what you're going to say, because, and you're right, there are a lot of people in Iraq right now demonstrating agape love, aren't there?
Oh, you bet. You bet, yeah. There are.
Civilians like yourself, there are so many military people, men and women over there. And when, let me ask you a question. When you hear the politicians in Washington, you know, haggling back and forth over this and that, over the funding for what's happening in Iraq and all that, and all the ugly part of the politics, how does that land on you, and how do you think it lands on our military in Iraq?
Well, I don't think it helps, but I think that the people who are here are very pragmatic and simply know that what our mission is, we're very clear on it, even though some people in Washington are not, in terms of what they think we should be doing here. We're very clear on what our mission is, and we simply go about doing that. So I think we try to ignore those types of things and continue on with the goals and objectives that we have here.
The big thing, as far as I can tell, the most recent big thing to happen that I've noticed in Iraq, at least on the major news media, is the bombing inside the Green Zone in the convention center where Parliament meets. Apparently, a handful of the members of Parliament, among others, were killed in that bombing. How has that impacted the government, do you think?
Well, frankly, I don't think it's impacted it that much. There are threats on the lives of many individuals here, and of course there is continued issues with security here, and there have been for quite some time. This is simply an additional tactic that I'm sure has been thought of for a long time by those who wish to have the government of Iraq be crippled. And in this one particular instance, they succeeded in penetrating the Parliament building and setting off a bomb. I do not believe that they will stop trying to do that. But I also think that many of the people in the government of Iraq and the Parliament have extreme resolve to support their country and to do the best they can. They are continuing their own recess at the moment, but they will be back in full force to do what they are supposed to do to carry on the business of government.
Well, the mainstream media, June, only reports those kinds of things. They also report about the six outsider devoted members of Parliament who've resigned from the government, apparently. That's what we hear about.
Yes.
But there are hundreds of other people who are representing their constituents in Iraq who go to Parliament every day and who are working hard, aren't there?
Absolutely.
But we don't hear about those. We don't hear about those guys.
No, there are people who show up every single day to conduct the business of Iraq. Absolutely. that doesn't change, whether it has to do with Mukhtar al-Sadr politics and his point of view and his particular group, or, unfortunately, a breach in security at this one time. Those people still show up and conduct the business of Iraq and are very sincere about moving their government ahead and working for the people that they represent.
How many members of parliament? What's the number about?
Well, I should know that answer, but I...
But there's several hundred, right? 200 or 300?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so folks, you think about this. There are a few hundred members of parliament who show up every day when they're supposed to, but six resigned the other day, and that's the news. I guess, June, it's like, 10,000 planes landed safely today, and that's not news.
That's correct. That's exactly... Yeah. The perspective that is taken by the media across the board in almost everything, especially in regard to Iraq. As you know, we've spoken many, many times about, yes, the statistics that have to do with issues of security, they report every single day. But all of the activities that go on every single day that progress in terms of Iraq's government, democracy, economic front, all the rest of carrying on daily life are not mentioned at all. And there are many of those every single day.
And that's
a continuing perspective that the media has.
That's very troubling. But see, that's the perspective that has been imposed upon the American mind, the American mindset. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why the majority of Americans are troubled and are not in favor of the war, and it's and about what's happening in Iraq right now. And it's all, in my opinion, it's because it's not that things over there are going all that swimmingly. I know that there are difficulties in Iraq, but there are a lot of good things happening. And speaking of which, you've got your finger on the pulse as much as anybody I know of the economy in Iraq. How's it doing?
Well, there's some very surprising, interesting things regarding the economy of Iraq. I cannot tell you that huge foreign investment is pouring in here because security is an issue. A variety of things are an issue with investors. However, when you look at on a variety of other fronts, funding that is coming in here, some of it is donor funding that continues to come in, as well as there is investment in Iraq from private investors.
Mm-hmm.
That is happening in pockets all over Iraq. And you'd be surprised about the plans for hotels, increases in airports, expansion of the infrastructure. All across the board, there is certainly economic activity in Iraq.
June, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask June to explain to us about some of the things that are going on outside of Baghdad, where life is sort of normal in other parts of the country. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now can you tell me?
Across the vein of night, there comes a path of searing light, burning like a beacon.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Don't want to waste a second, if I don't have to, with our visit with June Reed. June is senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, but she's all over the country of Iraq. And ladies and gentlemen, I know many of you are saying prayers for the brave people who are working and making good things happen in Iraq. And sometimes it's good to have a name. And when my son was over there, I gave you his name, and I said, use his name, and it'll represent all the other 150, 200,000 folks who are over there. Well, now I'd encourage you to, her name is June Reed, and she's our guest. And so include her in your prayers. And I know, June, that you'd be very, very, very grateful for that. And we'd appreciate it, folks, if you would do that. June, is there any place where somebody can go online and see the kinds of things that you guys are doing? Is there any kind of a report, any kind of a recording, a journal, or anything of the different things, different projects you guys are doing?
Well, there are many ways in which you can go on a variety of government websites to see all of the activity and accomplishments that the entire U.S. mission is undertaking with the funding. There are these various government websites. show the reporting that we do every single quarter to Congress on all the ways in which we have spent the money. Many of them have to do with infrastructure projects and electricity and water and energy across the board. However, those also include the programs that USAID and other entities here spend on helping the economy, building the capacity of the government of Iraq, and also business people. All of those activities, of which there are many, many, many different ones, are reported very specifically, each project in terms of the accomplishments that it has done in the previous quarter. So you can look at all of those, since 2003, are very easily organized on government website.
Can you give us an example of one of those websites?
Well, I'd have to turn on my computer on Google, and what I'll have to do is, I think, send it to you.
Would it be under Department of Defense? Would it be under Department of Commerce?
Congressional reporting, U.S. government congressional reporting.
So Google U.S. government congressional reporting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one place you could find it.
They will lead you to that, and in that sense, it's all organized by year, and it will say reporting for spending in Iraq, and it goes through, it's a huge long report, so you can go to any category of types of projects that you are interested in understanding what has been going on. And there's overviews of, in general, the economy, security situation, what's going on with the Ministry of Defense and Interior, et cetera, in terms of training.
What's the project that you're the most... What's the project you're the most proud of right now, June, that you're working on?
Well, I think there are many. Many I have transitioned. One of them that I think is two that I think are the most important are the loan programs, and we're working on an additional credit facility for Iraq. And I don't want to talk too much about it because it's just it's not finalized yet. But another new concept for providing additional credit for
for Iraqi entrepreneurs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So we have another concept that we're working on. The Iraq Stock Exchange equipment with this customized software has now reached the Baghdad airport.
All right.
And it will be sent soon to the headquarters for hooking up and for the automation project. That project is halfway completed. We're very happy about that. So those are two diverse examples of things that that's just out of this office. Many, many, many other initiatives are being undertaken, including we will have a new agriculture program here in Iraq that USAID is going to be implementing, as well as a new program for provincial economic growth. And that will have many different activities involved in it to help support local economic or sub-regional economic growth, but many different types of activities. Working with all the new PRTs, there are going to be 22 PRTs, provincial reconstruction teams, in Iraq. A very large effort, which is very much underway.
And does that coincide with the surge, the military surge that's going on right now?
Yes. The military surge is probably mostly concentrated in Baghdad and greater Baghdad area. PRTs will be across Iraq, 22 of them, all across Iraq. So it's part of the surge, but sort of even a bigger effort.
June, let me ask you a question. In general, what is your take on, what is your opinion right now, today, the middle of April 2007, where do you think Iraq is on its journey of becoming self-determined?
Well, it depends on what sort of which front you're talking about, but they have the groundwork done for everything across the board. I think one of the unfortunate, most difficult things is the security issue, but and they would still need some assistance. And
is that getting any better? Do you feel that the surge is working?
Yes, I do. Despite the fact that there are still car bombs and suicide bombs, which, of course, are difficult to stop anywhere. There are
right.
changes, fundamental changes in the way people are living their lives in Baghdad in many places.
Yeah. June, thank you for being here. God bless you for the work that you're doing. Thank you so much
thank
for being here
much.
With us. We look forward to the next report, and thank you so much for being there.
As
June
always,
Reed,
a pleasure. Thank you.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, one of the courageous people demonstrating agape love in a troubled part of the world. The world is a better place because we have June Reed.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.